Rebels in Haiti today agreed to lay down their arms. The announcement came from their leader, Guy Philippe, in Port-au-Prince.
We promised the people of Haiti and the international community to lay down weapons after Aristide left. We have international forces that said they can provide security to everyone. So I think we should keep our word and do that.
Haiti remains chaotic 3 days after President Jean-Bertrand Aristide was ousted from power. There is no functioning government in the country. Joining us from Port-au-Prince is NPR's Jerry Haddon. And Jerry, you spoke with Guy Philippe today. What reasons did he give you for why the rebels will disarm?
Well, his main reason was that after a meeting with the U.S. Marine commander here in Port-au-Prince this morning, he was promised that the Marines would provide security for the Haitian people. Just yesterday, Mr. Philippe declared himself the military chief of Haiti and said that his forces would be providing security during this period in which we see a power vacuum here in Haiti. So a complete flip of position, his reason that the United States has promised to fill the security gap for him.
Are U.S. officials taking him at his word, or is there some sense that maybe the rebel leaders may reconstitute themselves elsewhere in the country?
Well, what they say is they'll give all of their weapons back. They say they'll hand them over to the constitutional president, who is a man by the name of Boniface Alexander, the former Supreme Court Justice of Haiti, and return to the northern city of Gonaïves or their hometowns, wherever that may be. Whether or not they fulfill that pledge remains to be seen. Diplomats so far aren't saying they're not going to cast too much doubt. I'm sure they're quite happy to have gotten that pledge from Philippe today.
Jerry, there have been fears that there would be a widespread revenge killings in this sort of power vacuum. What evidence have you seen about what's going on? Is that in fact taking place?
It's taking place on an alarming scale. I'm not sure if it's widespread exactly, but dozens of people have been killed in the last several days. The morgue is, there are over 100 bodies at the morgue right now, many of them victims of this violence. Every day there are bodies to be found in the streets and so forth here, people shot in the head and so forth, clearly executed in what appears to be political violence. Now, the folks that opposed Aristide were quite happy that Guy Philippe was patrolling the city because they've long been afraid for their safety. Now that Guy Philippe says he's backing out, looting has already started up again to an alarming degree this afternoon, and the folks that Guy Philippe was protecting now say once again the Aristide supporters are going to come after them. So there's fear rising again in the streets here.
And for the U.S. Marines who are there in Haiti, what exactly is their mission?
Their mission has changed. They now say that they will provide security for all Haitians. Just yesterday, the Marines were saying they were here to protect American interests. Now it includes everybody in Haiti. And essentially, that means that they're becoming an interim police force, or at least an auxiliary force to help the Haitian police. But, the Marines are much more heavily armed and soon will probably even outnumber the Haitian police. So they'll take a primary role in policing and providing security in Haiti.
And Jerry, what can you tell us about the situation with food around the country?
Hundreds of thousands of Haitians depend on food aid from abroad, and they haven't been receiving that aid, or at least not all of it, over the last several weeks because of the fighting. Today, a large UNICEF cargo plane landed and unloaded several tons of food. It's the first food shipment to reach the nation in about a week, so people are hoping this is heralding the free flow once again of humanitarian aid.
Well, Jerry, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jerry Haddon in Port-au-Prince.